Boys and girls, welcome to the Children's Bible Club, coming to you from Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. We're glad you've joined us on the Bible Club today. I think the choir is well wound up, so we'll let them start the program today under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods with the song, Oh, Say But I'm Glad. Choir, for that good singing, and it is wonderful to know that Jesus is the joy of living. No matter what happens, the Lord Jesus Christ gives us joy in our hearts to overcome any situation and to know the joy and quietness of His presence. Well, the mailbag's mighty interesting place to nose into. Would you like to share some of the letters with me? Here's one from South Carolina. Dear Aunt Carolyn, would you please send me a copy of today's story? We listened to WMUU before, but I've never heard you on it before. And then he gives the date, and I think the story that day was the story of David and Mephibosheth, and so we were glad to send him a copy of that story. Here's another one from Tampa, Florida. Dear Children's Bible Club, could you please send me a list of stories and books offered on the back of your Aunt Carolyn's stories? I've borrowed many of them from friends and just love them. I'd like to order some of my own for teaching in our chapel at our school. Thank you for any information you can provide. And then, here's another one on a little bit on that same order, and it comes to us from Pennsylvania. Dear Aunt Caroline, I hear you over WCTL, Union City, Pennsylvania, and even though I don't have small children, I work with them in church and Bible school and would love some of your stories. I really enjoy your program. Would you send me your catalog and where they may be purchased? May God bless you and yours. And yes, we'd be more than glad to send brochures and catalogs of the Children's Bible Club tapes. There's a copy available of today's story, even in book form with illustrated pictures, or you can get it with the book and pictures and a cassette tape to go along with it. And that story is listed in the catalog as well, along with about 20 other stories and tapes that are available with tape albums, one of them that has over 40 stories to listen to. Well, anyhow, you send for your copy of your brochure so that you can see for yourself. Write to me, Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32572. And now the choir with Ivory Palaces. Jesse yelled to his father, but it was too late. Fear stabbed Jesse's heart like a dagger as he watched his dad's head disappear in the dark, swirling waters. Oh, how could this have happened? The day had gone so well. It was the day Jesse dreamed about all winter long. Through all the snow and all the winter's work, Jesse dreamed about going to pasture day, when the corral gates would swing open, and the men on their horses would ride, and the cattle would go bawling out the gates. And now, everything seemed to crash around Jesse's head, and the day began to end in this horrible way. He'd been so thrilled whenever his dad put a strong, steady hand on his shoulder and told his mom that he believed Jesse was old enough to ride with the men this year. Oh, how thrilled Jesse had been! And the spring thaw came, and finally they were ready to go. The pastures were green, and the windmills were working, and Dad had finally said it was time to roll. Oh, the men all were up before daylight, and Jesse fairly quivered with excitement. The trucks and supplies were ready to roll. The horses were straining at the reins and impatient and nervous to go. And the hands were on the mounts. Oh, there was Chief, that big old strong white horse that Dad always rode that could feel Dad's every motion. And there was Gypsy that could spin on a dime. And there was old Bess, who almost didn't need a rider. She knew those cattle and those little calves so well. Well, the quietness of the brisk spring morning was broken by the command, "Move 'em out!" And Jesse's heart fell a thrilling surge as one after another the corral gates swung open and the bawling cattle thundered out into the open. "Hi! Hi! Keep 'em together, boys! Keep 'em together!" And the day had gone well. Every man in his place, every section of the herd well attended. Oh, once or twice a break was caused by some old rebel steer that wanted for a moment to get out, but overall the day had gone well, and the time and the miles rolled on. Then up ahead loomed an awesome sight. It was danger indeed. The old Rattlesnake Creek that lazied through the pasture grassland in the summertime with barely enough water in places to cool the earthworms was now at flood stage. And when the spring thaw came from the Rockies, the mountain snow melted and sent water tumbling and racing and roaring down the lands below, much too fast for the river and creeks to carry. So now the creek was at flood stage, and the normally quiet, simple creek was raging torrent. The lead men had their orders. Keep 'em on the bridge. Don't let any get into the water. Watch the bridge. Don't lose any. And the cowboys howled, hi, hi, yo. So the men fought, and their strategy worked. The frightened herd seemed to just stream across the bridge, their nostrils snorting and their hooves thundering as they crossed. All seemed to be under control, though, until a piercing shout came. One's over! We lost one! It was true. What the men had tried to prevent had happened in spite of all they could do. One calf, in his terrible fright of the roaring water and the high bridge, had fought past every horse and rider, determined to cross another way. But there was no other way. In less than a moment, the little calf was swept out into midstream by the raging current. And for a second, a glimpse of his nose and tail would show, and then under he'd go again. Hired hands and cowpokes just stood looking at the lost cause. But Jesse's dad didn't wait for anything. Before anybody had time to stop him, he flung himself into the swirling flood. Jesse nearly froze with fright. Dad was gone. He'd never make it in that current. Let him go, Dad! Let him go! He's not worth it! But Jesse's cry went unheard. Dad fought for life, the calf's and his own. For seconds, neither calf nor man were seen. It seemed like an eternity, and then, look! Jesse hollered. Look! He's got him! Dad's got him! And sure enough, Dad had him by the tail and pulled him out. Fighting, pushing, lifting, shoving. The frightened calf disappeared into the herd searching for his mother, and Dad, soaked and beaten and bruised, stood on the opposite bank. To Jesse, Dad looked 10 feet tall. What a hero! Jesse's chest swelled with pride as he thought, that's my dad! A shout went up from all the men around. What only was another little calf to the hired hands, was a precious possession to the one to whom he belonged. Jesse's dad saw qualities and markings that nobody else could see. He saw the rebellious little critter, but he loved him and wanted him in spite of all of his rebellion. Say, boys and girls, did you know you're just like that little calf? Rebelling against the Lord. And God's put all kinds of safety barriers up. But he loves you, and he wants you to come to him. He really gave his life on the cross of Calvary so that you could be saved. Won't you trust Jesus Christ as your Savior today? God bless you now. Until next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club broadcast with Aunt Carolyn and the Children's Bible Club Choir. The program is heard each week on this station at this same time, and we hope you will join us again next week, and be sure to tell your best friend to listen too. The Children's Bible Club is produced by the Santa Rosa Christian Academy of Florida in Milton, Florida. Be sure to write to Aunt Carolyn this week for information about the storybooks and tapes that are produced by the Children's Bible Club. These books and tapes can be used in Sunday school classes, day school, summer camp work, daily vacation Bible school, or in the home for story time. Aunt Carolyn would like to hear from you today. Be sure to mention the call letters of the radio station that you're listening to. Her address is Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570. That's Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570.